let me one by one take you to all these 12, 13 things when we talk about factors influencing pricing decision, and I'm talking about at a glimpse. First, the objective of the company. What is the objective? Profit oriented? Sales oriented? I've already spoken about it. Depending on the objective, you will decide what is the price that you will keep. Planned ROI. I want a 30% return on investment. So you have planned return on investment that will determine and help the company determine the pricing strategy. Research and development. What kind of money has a company spent in development and research of the product? If you look at pharmaceutical product, imagine the money spent for research and development. Obviously, where will that money come from? They would like to get it from adding to the price. I mean, because the cost of that product goes up. So how much money have you spent in research and development is one of the major criteria or factors which is considered when a company takes a pricing decision. Supply of the product. Demand is less, supply is more. Price is low. Supply is less, demand is more. Pricing could be high. So supply of the product is one of the things. Promotion cost. I spend a lot of money on promoting the product. You see, it's a retail product, let's say. It's an FMCG product. I go and advertise in newspaper. I go and put big hoardings on there. I go and do a television ad on a national television on prime time. And I spend a lot of money on promotion. What I need to do? Cost goes up. Price goes up. Competition. Now competition is a major thing. If you are doing me too thing and you do not have a very clear cut advantage over your competition, you know that when you decide the price that you would like to give, you will have to take care of what the competition is doing. Distribution channels. I will talk on P, distribution, in the next chapters. But let me tell you, if you have more level of distribution, you have a wholesaler, you have an agent, you have a retailer, and then it goes to consumer. So obviously, the more intermediaries you have, the more commission you will have to give to all of them. And therefore, your cost goes up. So distribution channel affects your pricing decision. Trade barriers. Sometimes, you know, there are trade barriers there, you know. So you know that if this is a trade barrier, you're there, you can't do this and you can't do that. And you have to take into consideration when you talk about the price. Your brand. I've spoken in the last chapter on brand. Branding very important. Premium brand, reputed brand. Reputation is high. Quality is good. Obviously, you spend a lot of money and time, energy, effort in making that brand. So obviously, you may have to take and charge a higher price. Nike, Adidas, you know. Look at it, you see. High price. The demand of the product. Demand is high. I've already said you would like to price the product high. Profit expectations. Oh, at least I'm doing business. I'm working. I want at least 20%. I mean, that's what I could accept as itna to mujhe chahiye, you know. So, obviously, you will determine when you talk about the pricing, you determine that and put that. Cost. What is the cost of making the product? What is the cost of marketing the product? What is the cost of R&D? So obviously you'll have to add the total cost and then decide. That is one of the factors in pricing. Availability of raw material. Is the raw material easily available to you? Or is it that, you know, you'll have to get the raw material from abroad? Obviously duties, taxes, X, Y, Z, not locally available. What will happen? Your price goes up because the cost of procuring the raw material goes up. Legal constraint, government interference. You can't sell price. I just gave an example of pharmaceutical product. You can't sell life-saving drugs at a price above what the government has fixed. So these are a few factors which influences the pricing decision. And this is what is this, you know, if you just remember this slide, you will remember everything, dear. So I want you to remember this slide. Now, the next one is, what are the pricing strategies? Now, there are different kinds of pricing strategy. Odd pricing. What is odd pricing strategy? Some people would like to buy, you know, at 2 rupees, 3 rupees, 5 rupees, shampoo sachets. Odd pricing strategies. Physiological, psychological pricing strategy. Cycle, Bata does, you know, 999. 99, 199, psychological pricing. Third, prestige pricing. Oh, I am the leader in the market and my price has to be the highest, you see. So prestige. So I go for prestige pricing. Consumer expectation. I gave an example of a water bottle. Consumer expects that 500 ml bottle of a water, mineral water, should be available at about 10 rupees. You know. Consumer expectation. Geographical pricing, you know, certain time, look at a good, great example which comes to my mind is petrol, diesel. If you look at, if you know, depending on the area in which you are and how far it is from the manufacturing unit, the prices are decided. Could be transportation cost, FOB, lot many other things are considered. The taxes in the local place. Now you see, petrol, diesel is a great example. You know, you buy it in Mumbai, you know, maybe 1 liter of petrol is costing 72 rupees. You go to Thane, you know, probably they are charging 73 rupees. And you go maybe to Pune, they may be charging, you know, 70 rupees. You go to Delhi, probably it may be charging 66. I'm just giving some examples. Different, you know, these are all different, you know. Okay, so we need to understand the geographical price. Price lining, I've already talked about the price lining. You see, I've already talked dual pricing. What is dual pricing? Now, I want to sell sugarcane. And you know, government wants that all the sugarcane has to be given to us at this price. It is there, differential pricing. So you sell to government at one price and you sell to somebody else at another price. Company policy. What is company policy? What is the company policy? I need a 20% return on investment here, and therefore I will price all my products according to that, because at the end of the day I need a 20% return on my investment. Monopoly pricing. Now there are hardly any businesses where you are in a monopoly, but since we are talking about a strategy, if you are in a monopolistic situation, what is monopolistic situation? You are the only brand selling. Obviously you can charge higher price. Penetration price. Give such a price you penetrate the market, you know. Itna low price that you penetrate the market and it's made available. Market share. If our objective is market share, if our objective is more sales growth, we put such a price that it penetrates the market. Negotiated pricing. What is negotiated? You negotiate the price. Bulk, you know, suppose you want to buy a plant or machinery. And you are a manufacturer of pharmaceutical product and you want to buy a plant and machinery which manufactures pharmaceutical product. What do? You discuss B2B business, you discuss, negotiate a price and then finally buy the product. So negotiated pricing. Markup pricing. What is markup? Oh, I want a 20% markup, you know. So my cost is 10 rupees, I mark 20%. Which means I, you know, if my price is 10 rupees, I mark 20%, which is 2 rupees. So my selling price will be 10 plus 2, 12 rupees. Mark up pricing. Sealed bid pricing. You know, whenever you get into the government tenders or any kind of bulk tenders, you have two envelopes which you have to give. One is a technical bid and two is a auction bid. Your price. So one of the prices that probably, you know, in case suppose there are 10 suppliers, what they do is first open the technical bid and see how many people are there who qualify with the technical bid, which means the product that we are looking at, are you technically competent to do that? In case they see yes, then they open their price. Now suppose out of 10 they find 6 good, so they will just take the 6, all those 6 who have been cleared, they will take that and open their seal of the next packet. Depending on if they are looking at low price, out of those 6, they select the lowest one. Sealed bid pricing. Skimming price. Skim the cream out of the milk. Top levered pricing. High price, top levered pricing. And you know what you do, then subsequently you can reduce the price as the product life cycle moves. Premium price. I want to go ahead with high price. And I want to show that it's premium price. See, remember one thing, dear friends, that I'm just giving you pricing strategies in isolation, but there could be overlapping nature. For example, a premium price could also be a prestige pricing. I'm making this statement. Please don't confuse yourself. Okay. A premium price could also be a prestige pricing, because I have a high price and I want to keep a high price, not because of my product is premium, which it is, but yet I'm a leader in the market. So I want to also see that I am pricing it as a prestige price. So be clear on that. What are the different pricing policy? four different kinds: cost-oriented or cost-based price, demand-oriented price, competition-oriented, cost-demand. Very simple, sir. What is cost-oriented price? As the word suggests, cost plus pricing. Mere ko kitna paisa padta hai ek product banane ko. This policy assures that no product is sold at a loss, but a fixed percentage of profit is added to the cost. I make 10 rupee, I add 2 rupee, I sell at 10 plus 2, 12 rupees. Cost-oriented price. What are the advantage? Now it's a simple system. A socially fair. Theek hai, boss kaam kar raha hai, 20% toh chahiye. Recovery of cost to manufacture is guaranteed. And it can be well applied in any changing situations. Now what are the disadvantage? Now here, if the demand is high, you can charge a higher price, but you don't do that. So demand is ignored. Future cost is not considered. Inefficiency during initial state of manufacture, and they are not considered, and finally the ultimate consumer suffer, because when you are making the product initially, maybe you have spent a higher amount of time, energy, amount, money, and your cost has gone high. So that's a disadvantage. Second, demand oriented or demand based pricing. As the word suggests, demand is the prime factor for price, and the price is based on the basis of demand for the product. What are the advantages? Consumer preference are taken into consideration. Inefficiency of the manufacturer is penalized. What are the disadvantages? It's socially unfair. Mera cost hai 10 rupiya, demand jada hai, main bola lo 20 rupaye mein becho. Or demand hai sa 22 rupaye mein becho. Oh, some people feel it's socially unfair. It does not ensure competitive harmony, and consumers are at a disadvantage, because they may be influenced by the ads that we show and are attracted by the packaging and may be willing to pay much more than what is its cost. There are so many products like this, dear. Competition oriented price. Very simple. As the word suggests, most companies fix prices after understanding what are the competitors charging. If pricing a product, every firm takes into account that what is the competition doing? What is it that it is giving? And therefore, under this policy, neither the cost of the product or the demand of the product is considered. But only the price of competitor is taking into account. For an example, this bottle of Whistler, I said 10 rupee. You know, every company doesn't have the same cost. You go to the railway station, you get something at 10 rupee. It looks the same. It's a mineral water. They sell of 10 rupees. Everybody is selling at 10 rupees. But is the cost of that company same as the cost of, let's say, Bisleri, which actually advertise so much? Cost obviously is going to be higher, maybe, you know. But yet the price is the same at 10 rupees. So we need to understand that. Cost demand oriented. Now this is known as a break-even price. No profit, no loss. Here, what happens is the break-even concept gives a relationship between cost and volume. So break-even helps in estimating the effects here. Very simple. Now we go slowly to the last part of this chapter. And what is the procedure for price determination? Now, one is market segmentation. No, I am not looking at everyone. I am looking at a particular market niche. I want to sell only to them. Johnson & Johnson do not want to sell their baby powder to everyone. They say Johnson baby powder, segmented the market. One thing, go and do that. Second thing, estimate the demand of the product. Determine what is the expected price that the consumer wants. Let us understand, at 10 rupees, how many bottle of Bisleri can we sell? At 8 rupees, how many can we sell? And at 12 rupees, how many can we sell? And then possibly determine what is the right price. Demand curves, we call it. Demand curves. Anticipate and analyze the competitive reaction at different prices that we are doing. Competition kya kar raha hai? Understand that. Establish the expected market share that we are looking at. And then select a pricing strategy to reach that target market. Consider the company's marketing policy. What is my brand? What is the reputation of brand? What is the kind of channel of distribution that we have? What is the kind of promotional methods that we're using? And then we go and set the price. Therefore, dear friend, understand, whenever we get into a new product pricing is an art. Or pricing of a new product is an art. It's one of the most important and very, very perplexing and puzzling marketing problems which is faced by many firms. And therefore, what we should do is two things we should take into account. One, why it affects the quantity of product to be sold. And two, it determines the amount of revenue that the firm will get. Is it not? We have already spoken about all of that. And therefore, dear friends, for setting a price of a new product, we need to take care of three important things. One, is the product going to be accepted by my consumer? Two, can we maintain the market of the product? And three, whatever profits we get, can we retain the profits? And therefore, we can use two kind of price to do that. Either a skimming price or a penetration price or sometimes a combination of the two. That we depend. So some people work on what we call as one price versus variable price policy. Now this is a policy, company policy. One price kya hai? A seller will charge all buyers at one price, exactly the same price, and there will be no discrimination. There will be no discrimination between the buyers. What is variable price or negotiated price? I sell a machine of pharmaceutical, I told you about capsule manufacturing. I sell to Glaxo, let's say at 20 lakh rupees a machine, and I may sell the same machine to a small pharmaceutical factory where I may not have a lot of work, which I'm doing at the moment, at maybe 22 lakhs. Variable price. Yeah, variable price strategy. And therefore, we could probably use a cost plus or markup price. I've already talked about cost plus. Cost plus profit. Go ahead and add. Markup is 10 rupees. Plus I want a markup of 20 rupees. So what you do, see this slide which very clearly says your cost is 20 rupees, your markup is 4 rupees, your selling price is 24 rupees, and therefore your markup cost is 4 divided by 20, which is 20%. So you say 20% is my markup cost, and what is the markup on selling? You sell at 24 rupees and 4 divided by 24 is 17%. That is how we look at markup relationship in cost-oriented pricing. So your manufacturer price, 24 rupees, consumer price may be higher. The last part of this is discounts. What is discount? We give trade discount. What is trade discount? All the distributors who are there, the intermediaries, we give them some discount. That is called as trade discount. Cash discount. When you come and you say, I want to buy this, well, say today you buy this, you give me in cash, you get a 2% cash discount. Quantity discount, you buy one, you get a 10 rupees, you buy three, you will get 2+1 free. Quantity discount, see the discount. You know in our clothes and all, we have discount 70% and all. Off season, you get a lot of discount. Dear friends, we also get some allowances or give some allowances. Two types, you know, are two types. One, promotional. The manufacturer may offer advertising allowance. Which means if you go to some retail shop, you will see one window is all, they have put all their products. Company gives them rent for that place. They call it window display allowance. Free samples are given. Free display material are given. Free trainings are given for sales demonstration. And you know, various things we do for promotion. And we also give them some brokerage or commission, you know, which we give. Resale price maintenance, what is it? Now I'm sure many of you are hearing this for the first time. Resale price maintenance, it's an agreement between the manufacturer and the dealers under which all retailers are bound to sell the branded goods at a certain fixed retail price. If you look at Apple products, you know, you go anywhere across, you will find that these are available in all the stores at the same price because they are very clear, they have made an agreement, you know. What are the advantages? It offers uniform price. You know, across retail prices, across retail price. So unhealthy competition is not there. Two, new firms can easily enter trade and hence there is no danger of price war. Three, consumer have no problem of bargaining as we know that they are uniform fixed price in all the shops. What are the disadvantages? It kills competition sometimes and leads to evil of monopoly. Free price competition alone can safeguard consumer interest, friends. Let us understand, RPM is on the base of high cost and low volume retailers, which amounts to premium on inefficiency. Third, consumers cannot have benefit of price competition. In the absence of RPM, large retailers can give the benefit of lower price to consumer because of their lower operating cost. But this advantage is denied to consumer and they are penalized unnecessarily because the manufacturer has got a RPM agreement between the dealer, between the manufacturer and the dealer. Dear friends, as I've already said, that there are certain legal restrictions on pricing in India. There are various legislation that exist in India mainly to protect consumer interest. And you know the major laws which are there, MRTP Act, Monopoly Restrictive Trade Practices. You cannot, government will not allow anybody to be in a monopolistic situation. And therefore they will allow anyone to come ahead and do it. Essential Commodities Act. You cannot sell essential commodity above a price. Drug price control, I talked about DPCO. They have got restrictions. You cannot sell life-saving at higher prices. Very clear, dear. Very clear. Therefore, friends, let me tell you what we looked at, dear. What we understood. That price is one of the major, major P in marketing. Good price and the right price, if not done, can make or break a product, a company. And therefore, in this particular pricing chapter, we looked at what is the meaning of price. We looked at what are the various objectives of a company when they price. We looked at what are the different kinds of pricing strategies that we do. And we looked at what is RPM. Dear friends, thank you very, very much for tuning in. God bless you. Take care of your health. Bye-bye.